The lawyer for an Australian man who wants to come home after joining Islamic State in Syria says the trained medic would be a valuable resource for authorities as they try to steer young Australians away from radical ideas. That view is backed by an Islamic group and criminologists, but the Prime Minister has warned that foreign fighters face prosecution and jail if they return to Australia. Simon Lauder reports.
The Australian government says more than 30 Australians have been killed in fighting in Syria and Iraq for what the government says is a terrorist cause. The Department of Foreign Affairs is still trying to confirm reports that the latest is a Melbourne teenager who died while fighting for Islamic State. Not everyone who joins the fight dies for it. Some, like this man who was interviewed by CBS in February, have seen enough and they want to come home.
A lot of people, when they come, they have a lot of enthusiasm about what they've seen online, what they've seen on YouTube. They say it is something a lot grander than what the reality is. It's not all military praise or victories, you know.
The man in that interview was known as Abu Ibrahim.
I don't think I'll miss it. I'll miss friends of mine and the brotherhood, but ISIS itself, no.
He's believed to be one of a small number of Australians who are negotiating with authorities to be allowed to return home after fighting with Islamic State and having their travel documents cancelled. Lawyer Rob Starry says he can't confirm it's the same man, but he's assisting a Victorian man who wants to return to Australia from Syria but has had his passport revoked.
My client is a person who's trained as a medic, as a nurse.
Mr. Starry says many weeks of negotiations with Australian Federal Police have stalled. He wants them to consider that the man could be a valuable tool in any anti-radicalisation program.
Young men, for instance, here who've been radicalised primarily through social media, government's really taken to them, or the authorities with a sledgehammer. The opportunity to engage those people have largely been lost.
What assurances would you like from Australian authorities before this man should step back on Australian soil?
I don't expect any assurances. What we would like, though, is the opportunity to have some dialogue about de-radicalisation and about how this person can be used to the benefit of the broader Australian community.
And obviously that would mitigate against any prosecution or penalty.
Oh, sure. But we do that in every context. We do it in every other context of the criminal law. We need to have some good faith shown by the authorities that they'd want to engage with our client.
Spokesman for the Australian National Imams Council, Sheikh Mohamedou Salim, told ABC Local Radio in Melbourne former Islamic State fighters should be allowed home to face prosecution and to reform themselves.
As long as they are not going to be threat to this the security of this country, and they are prepared to participate in de-radicalisation programs.
But there's no sign of that being allowed, at least not from the Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
A crime is a crime is a crime. And if you go abroad to break Australian law, if you go abroad to kill innocent people in the name of misguided fundamentalism and extremism, if you go abroad to become an Islamist killer, well, we're hardly going to welcome you back into this country.
Dr. Clark Jones from the Australian National University is an expert on radicalisation and terrorism. He says Australian authorities should be making the most of returning fighters who are willing to change.
The government needs to be very careful in the narrative it uses, and the Prime Minister, that sort of narrative from the very top of the Australian government will prevent people coming home and will prevent us using people that have had this sort of conflict experience in these intervention programs and trying to help others or steer others away from joining the Islamic State.
Despite that, callers to ABC Local Radio this morning show support for the Prime Minister's view.
I'm really, really furious about the possibility of letting these criminals back into the country. I wouldn't be surprised if they'll come and recruit more teenagers. They're going to boast about the number of people they killed. Who is going to guarantee that they are not going to pop up in my neighbourhood and try to recruit my children?
In a written statement, the Australian Federal Police says it's aware of a small number of Australians who've made approaches to return from the Syria-Iraq conflict zone. The AFP won't be commenting further.
Simon Lauder with our report.